Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing insights and stories that keep you ahead of the curve. Today, we've got a fascinating mix of stories, from fast food CEOs and their burgers, to the high-stakes world of sports media, to the latest in AI-fueled brand safety and chatbot wars. Let's dig into the details. Let's start with a story that's been making waves across social media and the boardroom. The curious case of McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski and the Big Arch Burger. As reported by Adweek, Kempczinski recently posted a video of himself trying the new flagship burger, the Big Arch, ahead of its US debut. On paper, it was a textbook marketing moment, the boss front and center, celebrating the new creation. He called it so good, unique, and said there was so much going on. But when it came time for the big bite, things got awkward. Instead of a hearty chomp, Kempczinski nibbled the edge, barely consuming 2.3% of the burger, and then promised to enjoy the rest off-camera. Social media didn't let this slide. Musician Garen No One summed up the sentiment with, "This man does not eat McDonald's." The article dives deep into the tension facing modern CEOs. The further you rise, the more distant you become from the product you sell. It compares Kempczinski to Warren Buffett, who drinks 5 cans of Coke a day not as a brand exercise, but because he genuinely loves it, and to Akio Toyoda, who raced Toyota's Incognito to stay connected to the product. The message is clear. Authenticity matters. Leaders who live their brands build trust, and a single bite, or lack thereof, can say more than any marketing campaign. Shifting gears to the world of sports media, Telemundo is pulling out all the stops for the upcoming World Cup, as detailed in Adweek. With just about 100 days to go, Telemundo is leveraging its exclusive Spanish-language broadcast rights in the US to launch a massive, multi-platform campaign. Joaquin Duro, Telemundo's EVP of Sports and Streaming, shared that the network will deliver more than 700 hours of programming, including live coverage from all 104 matches, daily shows, and a robust digital presence. Every match will stream live on Peacock and the Telemundo app, with additional shoulder programming running from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. daily. The new campaign, Y2, Con Quien Lo Vas a Ver? Who Will You Watch It With?, aims to unite fans, focusing on the shared experience of watching the World Cup together. Telemundo is also rolling out a daily kickoff show, on-site talent connections, and a fast, free ad-supported streaming TV channel across platforms like Peacock, Roku, and Google TV. Their social strategy is ambitious, with nightly recaps and live influencer watch parties across TikTok, YouTube, and X. Advertisers are already on board. Ad inventory is nearly sold out, with close to 60 brand partners. Telemundo's approach is all about inclusivity, reaching both hardcore and casual fans, and ensuring advertisers can connect with this vast, engaged audience. Speaking of major moves in sports media, Paramount is shaking up its ad sales leadership just ahead of upfront season. According to Adweek, Jay Askenazi, Paramount's ads leader, announced that Danielle Carney, formerly Amazon Ads head of live sports and video sales, will be Paramount's new head of US ad sales. Chris Brady, ex-president of Tribeca Enterprises, is also joining as EVP of Paramount Media Labs, a new role focused on developing brand integrations and partnerships. Both start on March 9th and report to Askenazi. Carney's experience is formidable. She's been integral to Amazon's sports strategy, including Thursday Night Football and Prime Video's NBA and WNBA offerings. This comes as Paramount is in the midst of acquiring Warner Bros. Discovery, having outbid Netflix, which could fundamentally reshape the TV ad landscape by bringing more scale and negotiating power to the table. With these new hires, Paramount is signaling a bold, client-focused approach as it preps for the upfronts and navigates a rapidly evolving media ecosystem. Now, let's turn to the ever-contentious world of social media brand safety. Adweek obtained an exclusive look at a new 44-slide pitch deck from X, formerly Twitter, which is trying to reassure advertisers that it's a safe environment for brands. The deck highlights tools like keyword controls, blocklists, and partnerships with DoubleVerify, Integral Ad Science, IAS, and the Trustworthy Accountability Group. Most notably, X is positioning Grok, its AI chatbot from xAI, as a key player in brand safety, touting its ability to understand context, identify sensitive topics, and recognize text in images. However, the reality is more complicated. Over the past year, Grok has been at the center of controversies, including failing to prevent the spread of explicit deepfake images and generating violent or anti-Semitic content. Despite X's claims that Grok exceeds industry benchmarks, with a 99.99% brand safety score, the methodology behind this figure remains unclear, and it doesn't specifically reflect Grok's performance. The deck also spotlights Community Notes, X's crowdsourced fact-checking tool, and introduces a pilot program for AI-generated notes. Since Elon Musk's acquisition, X has seen ad revenues drop by half, from $2.43 billion in 2021 to $1.25 billion in 2025, largely due to brand safety concerns. While some advertisers have returned, X is still working hard to rebuild trust and revenue, with new leadership and proactive communication efforts. Finally, let's look at the AI chatbot wars, where Anthropic is capitalizing on OpenAI's controversial Pentagon deal. As reported by Adweek, Anthropic is promoting its Claude chatbot's memory import feature, which now allows all users, not just paid subscribers, to port over their chat history from other AI bots. This push comes after Anthropic refused to comply with the Department of Defense's request to use its tech for mass surveillance or autonomous weapons, resulting in a ban from US government use and a subsequent deal between OpenAI and the Pentagon. The backlash against OpenAI has been swift. The cancel ChatGPT trend has seen 1.5 million users pledge a boycott, and Claude quickly rose to number one in the US iOS App Store. Anthropic reports a 60% surge in free active users and quadrupled daily signups since the year began, with paid subscribers more than doubling. Social media buzz, including a viral post from Katy Perry, has amplified the momentum. While Anthropic isn't without its critics, some point to its ties with defense tech company Palantir. The company is seizing the moment, positioning Claude as a welcoming platform for users leaving ChatGPT. The competition between Anthropic and OpenAI is heating up, with Anthropic even running a Super Bowl campaign promising an ad-free experience, a direct jab at OpenAI's rumored plans to integrate advertising. That's it for today's edition of The Brief. From CEO slip-ups and World Cup marketing blitzes to seismic shifts in sports media and the high-stakes race for AI dominance, these stories remind us how much authenticity, strategy, and timing matter in marketing. Thanks for tuning in, stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.